यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा बनचारी यमुना यमुना तीरा बनचारी जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन बल्लभा गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा बनचारी यमुना जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी जय जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सचरी सुनचला भक्ति वेदांत गोस्वामी महाराज शिल प्रभुपाद की जय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सचरी सुनचला भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर महाराज प्रभुपाद की जय। इस्कॉन बीवीटी फाउंडराचार्य डिवाइन ग्रेस शिल प्रभुपाद की जाए। अनंत कोटि वैष्णविंद की जाए। नमाचार्य श्री हरदास ठाकुर की जाए। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदी गौर भक्त वृंद की जाए। श्री श्री गौर राधा कृष्ण गो गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की जय। श्री श्री वृंदावन मथुरा धाम की जय। श्री श्री नवदीप द्वारका धाम की जय। श्री श्री यमुना मई गंगा मई की जय। श्री श्री तुलसी देवी भक्ति देवी की जय। श्री श्री साम वेद भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री युग धर्म हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय। संकीर्तन यज्ञ की जय। Our loving spiritual master, His divine grace, most merciful, savior of the whole world, by spreading Sanatana Dharma all over the world, Patit Pavan, most merciful Srila Prabhupada ki, most merciful Srila Prabhupada transcendental book distribution ki, Srila Prabhupada transcendental book distributors ki, Granthara Srimad Bhagavat Mahapurana ki, भगवान वेद व्यास की श्रील सुखदेव गोस्वामी महाराज की ए ग्रेट लिसनर परीक्षित महाराज की एंड महाभागवत श्रील प्रभुपाद की ऑल ग्लोरीज टू संबल बुद्धिस्ट ऑल ग्लोरीज टू संबल बुद्धिस्ट ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड गौरांग ऑल गुरु श्री डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील प्रभुपाद ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यां नरं चैव नरोत्तमां देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं उदीरयेत्। नष्ट प्रायेषु वद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर् भक्ति नैष्ठिकी। बिफोर रिसाइटिंग द श्रीमद् भागवतम विच इज अवर वेरी मीन्स ऑफ कॉन्क्वेस्ट, I offer my respectful obeisances unto the personality of God and Narayan, unto Narayan Rishi, the supremest human being, unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, unto Srila Vyasadev, the author, unto Srila Shukadev Goswami Maharaj, and unto Srila Parikshit Maharaj, a great listener, and unto our loving spiritual master Srila Prabhupada. First of all the brothers and mothers, internet listeners, everybody is welcome. Thank you very much. And all glories to Srila Prabhupada. So, I was supposed to give the class before also. I am sorry, due to some unavoidable circumstances, I couldn't do this little seva. Please forgive me. So, today is a chapter third, canto third, chapter 4 and text 24. This chapter is Vidura appearance, Vidura approaches Maitreya. Devotees, by the mercy of my Gurudev, whatever I will say, please listen carefully and try to understand. And if you have any doubt, any question, what I said, feel free to ask the question in the end. Sa Vidura Tam Antu Uddhava Mahabhagavatam, the great devotee of the Lord. Brijantam, while going, Kaurava, Rishava, the best among us, the Kauravas, Vishadambhat, out of confidence, Abhyadhata, submitted, idam, this, mukhyam, unto the chief, Krishna, Lord Sri Krishna, parigrahe, in a devotional service to the Lord. Translation, please repeat. While Uddhava, the chief and most confidential among us, the devotees of the Lord, was going away, Vidura, in affection and confidence, questioned him. Purport, by his divine grace, Bhaktivedanta Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada, founder acharya of greatest ISKCON. Vidura was much older than Uddhava by family relationship. Uddhava was a contemporary brother of Krishna's, while Vidura was as elderly as Krishna's father Vasudeva. But although junior by age, Uddhava was much advanced in the devotional service of the Lord. And therefore, he is described herein as the chief amongst the devotees of the Lord. Vidura was confident about this, and thus he addressed Uddhava in that higher category. That is the way of courteous dealings between two devotees. Devotees, brothers and mothers, lot to learn from this verse and Srila Prabhupada's purport. By Prabhupada's mercy, first thing to learn is Vidura was much older than Uddhava. But Uddhava was pure devotee, who was, as Prabhupada mentioned, by family relationship, Uddhava was a contemporary brother of Krishna's, while Vidura was as elderly as Krishna's father, Vasudeva. There is no question of age. There is a question of realization, the question of bhakti. In the material world, we are in general in conditioned state. Maybe degree may be different, some may be more conditioned, some may be less, but we are all conditioned souls. But we are very, very thankful to the Supreme Personality of God, El Lord Sri Krishna, who says in Bhagavad Gita, Suhardam Sarvabhutanam, I am the well-wisher of all the living beings, even including animals, reptiles. We all belong to Krishna. So keeping that in point of view, Lord, you know, send Srila Prabhupada to explain Krishna's teachings as they are. Otherwise, these teachings were available for thousands of years, but people were not able to understand because nobody was as good or as devotee as Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada's devotion has no limit. There's a limit, you know. He is 20% devotee, one is 30, others are 50. Prabhupada, not 100%, more than 100% devotee. So he was able to explain Krishna's words, Krishna's devotees' words, Krishna's devotees' dealings as it is. And these dealings, this explanation by Srila Prabhupada, touched the heart of people in general. See, in general, we are all souls. Doesn't matter you are born in this country, or you are born in the Caribbean, or you are born in Middle East, anywhere you are, doesn't matter. You are Krishna's part and parcel. But because of my conditioned nature, I'm not able to understand Krishna and his teachings. So this is Krishna's thank. This is Krishna's causeless mercy. Krishna send his pure devotee. Now you go, these people are rotting in this material world. Kali Yuga has just started. They are trying to lord it over this material energy. They are trying to make a permanent home in a temporary situation. My dear Prabhupada, you go. Prabhupada disclosed this to one of our God brother. Whenever Srila Prabhupada used to be in a mood, he used to disclose certain things. Certain things he mentioned to me also, in the mood also. He was always in super consciousness that I have seen while being with him. There was no time that Prabhupada has come down from that consciousness. Doesn't matter where he was. Always on the transcendental platform. So, once Srila Prabhupada declared this to his our God brother, Krishna asked me to go to the material world and preach. I refused. I don't want to go to such a horrible place. This material world is a horrible place. Devotees, but Prabhupada said, I don't want to go because this material world is not a place for a gentleman to live. We can understand this. This material world, you know, Prabhupada has mentioned, can you imagine if you are put among the prisoners, among the criminals, sometime one criminal kill other criminal in the prison. They are put into the prison, but they are not able to give up their what you call sinful activities. This happened. You must have heard, I have heard, and it happened in India also and all over the world. So, Krishna is our well-wisher. Krishna, Suhardam, Sarva Bhutanam. I am the well-wisher of all the living beings. See, one person asked this question to Srila Prabhupada. Why you went to the West to preach? Why not in India? See, because of his conditioned nature. Eh? Preaching should be only in India. Why not in the whole world? Whole world belongs to Krishna. Sarva yonishu kaunteya aham bija pradapita. I am the seed-giving father of all the living entities. So Prabhupada said, where it is mentioned that one should not preach to the Western people? This man's mouth was shut, you know, he couldn't speak further. People ask stupid questions sometimes, but Prabhupada answered them. So, by this Prabhupada's preaching, it is proved that Krishna and his pure devotee don't discriminate in between white, black, brown, Hindu, Muslim, Christian. They don't discriminate. And I've seen personally in these qualities in Srila Prabhupada. No discrimination. We discriminate. Here is my man. You be here and you get out. You are not my man. No, this is not proper. This is not fair. And devotees never do this. And we condition souls busy in doing all kind of dirty things. And we become more and more conditioned. So devotees, Prabhupada, on the order of Krishna, because Krishna said, no, you go, I will make all the arrangement. And, you know, one who is talking to Krishna, don't think he has an ordinary devotee. He is very, very special devotee. Lord Chaitanya made this prediction 500 years back. What he said? Prithivite acho yatra nagara digram sarvatra prachar hoiva murunam. Who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Is Krishna himself. Not different from Krishna. No difference between Krishna and Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bhagavat is the proof. Krishna varanam tusha krishnam sangopangastra parashadam yagyai sankitane prahir yayanti hi sumedisha. Kar bhajan, telling to Maharaja Nimbi in the 11th canto. Intelligent people will worship the incarnation of Godhead with congregational chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare. Hare Ram. And to this incarnate, who is Krishna himself, but his complexion is fair. His complexion is not dark. Krishna means dark complexion. No, he is Krishna, but his complexion is fair because he is in the mood of Radhana and he is the mood of his own devotee. And all the time chanting, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Mahaprabhu, all the time, devotee should be like this, all the time chanting. And Lord uttered these words, Uthite Vaisite, Khaite Shuite, standing, sitting, eating, sleeping, Yatha Tatha Namle, chant the name, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare Rama. Then what will happen? Desh Kal Niyam Nahi. Desh kal niyam nahi. It's not that no, you can chant now, you cannot chant now. No. Desh kal niyam nahi. Sarva siddhi hai. We will attain all perfection. Can anyone answer me what is the real perfection in life? Who said this? Who? Raise your hand, which one is that? Yes, exactly, thank you. This is the devotee when he was newly joined here, he was not shaving his head. By Prabhupada's mercy, I scold him, go and shave your head. He didn't shave his head. Is that true? Very nice. You are making good advancement. So, a real, what you call, siddhi, a perfection is we attain Krishna Prem. Prabhupada said, if you have $100,000, then you need not to worry for $10. Material things are like $10, you know. If you are devotee of Krishna, like the example, vivid example of Srila Prabhupada, pure devotee of Krishna, leaving India at the age of 70, he celebrated his 70th birthday in the ship. Came here in such an advanced age, left his home, his Vrindavan, the land of Krishna. You know, let me tell you one happening about this. There was one Mataji. She was from Bombay. And she became widow in a young age. Vedic culture is not the woman's one become widow. She doesn't marry again. Women are supposed to marry once. Men are also supposed to marry once. But some lusty guys can marry twice or thrice. But once, Lord Ram, he married only Sita. So this woman was living in ashram for 33 years. And what happened? She got a phone call from Bombay that you please come to Bombay. She said, I don't want to leave Vrindavan. I am here for so long. No, I don't want to leave. She said, no, you please come by flight. For one day you have to sign some papers because there must be property in her husband's name. So the other wanted property. He couldn't take with him, other will take with them, you know, when they leave this world. So, she was reluctant. He said, no, please come for one day. Sign the property papers, next day you can go back. She went to Bombay for 3 days, couldn't come back, she died there. She left her body in Bombay, not in her fate. Prabhupada left Vrindavan. This Mata also left Vrindavan and she couldn't come back. Prabhupada also left Vrindavan for the sake of we fallen people. Krishna gave him Vrindavan in the end of his life. When he was brought up to London, his secretary was saying, Prabhupada, devotees are waiting for you all over the world. Prabhupada said, no, I want to go back. Take me back to Vrindavan. Prabhupada was very strong character. Why he was strong? Because he was a pure devotee. Purity comes, how? Prabhupada said, four things. My books are the basis. Preaching is the essence and purity is the force. How the purity will come? When we behave nicely, when we behave like a devotee, act like a devotee, and do for the pleasure of Guru Gaurang and Krishna, then gradually purity will come. Purity won't come like that. No one can be pure like that, you know. So, purity is the force. Then he said, utility is the principle. When you are preaching, and people are becoming devotee, it means you got some Shakti, Krishna Shakti you got. So, Prabhupada came here in such an advanced age and preaching here. On what basis? Krishna was with him. We may understand, we may not understand because of our inferior nature and polluted consciousness. Krishna was not 100% but 101% with him. On what basis he preached here? Preach to these people? Which people? Hippies. Hippies means filthy hippies. Spelling. Oh, it's not smelly. Spelling. Smelling. Bad odor comes from them, you know. No eating. No sleeping. You're just like animals in the jungle. And he couldn't find other people. Other people were busy in merrymaking. Those were well-dressed. In eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, and hippies were lying in the park, Tompkins Square Park, and Prabhupada started his mission from the Tompkins Square Park. But Mishra was, he was a Mayavadi guy. When he understood Prabhupada is a pure, he is devotee, he neglected Prabhupada. Prabhupada left him. So Prabhupada came to Tompkins Square Park, and what he did there, he started chanting. This tune became very famous in India. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Chant louder. Mardanga player. Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everybody chant with love and devotion and louder. Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Rama, in Tompkins Square Park, underneath a tree, when His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada was chanting, then what happened? Hippies sitting around there on the benches. Voice, transcendental vibrations came out of the Prabhupada's transcendental mouth and went into their ears. They were shaken. Their soul, though they are fallen soul, but their souls. They came, sat around Prabhupada. And for some time chanting, and then Prabhupada will speak for half an hour or so. And there he is speaking, he is chanting, penetrated their hearts. First one, as I was told, was Brusov. He is the one, first one to join the movement, but first one who took the initiation, he was Keith Ham. Keith Ham was, he became later on Keetananda. And he took initiation first, Keith Ham. And then Bruce Sharp is the first one to join, full-time devotee. He became Bruce Sharp, became Brahmananda. Then Chuck Vernet, Achyutananda, and gradually he started coming. This is the power of a bhakti. What is the gift of Prabhupada to the whole world? In this, Purport Prabhupada has mentioned that is the way of courteous dealings between two devotees. And what was that? But further Prabhupada, before he mentioned, but although junior by age, Uddhava was much advanced in that devotional service. Uddhava was not aged person, he was a young man. But he was very advanced in devotional service, of which Vidura was convinced. Vidura was convinced that he is a, you know, Krishna's associate. So devotees, first thing to learn here, doesn't matter a little boy if he is a devotee, he should be respected. He should be respected. There is one happening in the Chaitanya Leela, the son of Advaita Acharya. What was his name? Who knows his name? Achyutananda. Achyutananda, who asked this question, I forget the name, to the who was the guru of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Who asked this question? Ishwarpuri? Who asked this question? Nobody knows that. Anyway, this question was asked, who is the guru of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Achyutananda was 5 years old boy. He said, Pita, who is the supreme personality of Godhead? Who can be his guru? Then Advaita Acharya was struck with wonder. Oh, my, this little boy, he's so advanced. He touched his feet, you are my guru, you are my father, I am your son. Achyutananda is saying, Krishna is the Jagat Guru. He is Krishna himself. Who can be his guru? So this is, you know, what if Krishna, Jagat Guru, but that Jagat Guru Krishna appeared in the role of his own devotee as Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to teach us devotion. And Uddhava was, you know, much advanced in devotional service. Vidura was of his age, his father's age. So this is the gift of Srila Prabhupada, devotion, bhakti. What Lord Chaitanya said in the Shikshashtak. Devotees, if we are stagnant, it means there is something wrong with us. If I am not making any advancement, something wrong with me. What can be that wrong? By Prabhupada's mercy, but I understood. I am sharing with all of you. I am committing offenses. I am puffed up. I have developed some bad thoughts about others. Criticizing others. That is, you know, my, what you call, drawback. If I am like this, then devotional service, devotional creeper won't grow. Devotional creeper will only grow. One very, very important thing Prabhupada has said, and which Lord Chaitanya, Prabhupada is a pure devotee of Lord Krishna, and Krishna Chaitanya is non-different from Krishna. And what Lord Chaitanya said in Shikshashtaka, na dhanam na janam na sundarim kavitam va jagadisha kame mam janmani janmani ishware bhavatad bhaktir ahaituki tvai. O Almighty Lord, I have no desire to accumulate wealth. Oh, you don't want that? No. Nor do I want beautiful women. Oh, everybody wants beautiful women. I don't want. Na dhanam na janam. I don't want any followers. If I am guru, I want, oh, Tom, Dick and Harry, come and take initiation from me. Come, come. This is a disease. Lord Chaitanya forbid. Na dhanam na janam na sundarim. No beautiful women. No disciples. Then what do you want? No money. Now you want to, I want to become a big orator. What do you want? Mam janmani janmani ishvare bhavatad bhaktir ahitukitvai. O Almighty Lord, life after life, I only want your devotion. Which kind of devotion? Ahituki. I don't want anything in return when I serve you. That is the pure devotion. This is the gift of Srila Prabhupada to the whole world. When Prabhupada started a movement here, did he pay salary to anybody here? Answer me. He brought 40 rupees from India, $7. He said, I had no money. But he gave them Krishna consciousness. How he gave? He was Krishna conscious himself. He was transcendentally situated. He was transcendental personality. I am not hearsay. I saw him. he, though I am unqualified totally, he gave me the opportunity to be with him. Personally, I serve him. I saw him very closely. So he gave the Krishna conscious, and you know, people of this tract of land, they became devotee. Movement was started from US. And this Los Angeles, New Dwarka Dham, is Prabhupada's Western World headquarters. Yes or no? He made, Prabhupada made this my Western World headquarters. So devotees, how he did this? Because he's a pure devotee, he's a transcendentally situated, he is not after money, he's not after disciples, he's not after name and fame, he's not after woman. Prabhupada said once, why the whole world is attracted towards me? Because I am free from sex life. He said this. So what I am doing? I am busy in this material world, merry making. Eat, drink and be merry. Oh, this is horrible. This is not good. The one shloka in the Bhagavatam, Lord Rishabhdev telling to his 100 sons. What is he saying? Nayam deka deka bhajan naraloke kashtana kamaharite bidbujamaje tapodibhyam putrakaye na satyam shuddhaye samad brahma sokyam tavantam. My dear boys, my dear sons, this human body is not meant for sense enjoyment, which is very easily available to the bidbujam. Bidbujam means 2 liters. Hogs and dogs, they eat stool. Hogs and dogs, they eat stool. And it's very easily available to them. For hogs, no question is my mother. He will make mother wife, make sister wife, make daughter wife also. Stool eaters can have this enjoyment, sense enjoyment, which is very prevalent in this country. Prabhupada explained them, stop this, you people. That's why you are suffering. Too much sense enjoyment. Now you have become what you call maloney. You can't understand what is what. You don't understand what to do and what not to do. Prabhupada has this force. Be this tolerance, be this great devotion, be this great knowledge, made them understand the people, the track of this land. Brahmananda, Kirtananda, Chuck Barnett, Achyutananda, so many devotees, early days they joined, and there's many left, many are still there. So purity is the force. And devotees, my humble prayers to all of you. Krishna doesn't like service from Shudras. Who are Shudras? Those who are working for money. Those who accept money, they are Shudras. Prabhupada Sari will take that quote from there. If we are Shudra, Krishna won't accept our service. He doesn't like anything. He has millions and millions of beautiful damsels of Vraja to serve him. Millions of what you call Lakshmi is serving Krishna. He doesn't like. But out of love, we are also his children. We belong to him. He is our father, real father. Sarva yoni shukauntaya aham bija pradapita. There's one prayer it is mentioned. Tumeva mata cha pita tumeva. Tumeva bandhu cha sakha tumeva. Tumeva vidya cha dhurinam tumeva. Tumeva sarvam mam deva deva. O Lord of the Lords, you are my father, you are my brother, you are my mother, you are my wealth, you are my education, you are my everything. Krishna is our everything. And if we want to go back home, that is the purpose of life. Why Krishna has given this body to us? Not to enjoy this miserable material world. Actually, in the material world, enjoyment here is so-called enjoyment. It's not enjoyment. Prabhupada gives one example. A drunkard lying in a gutter, thinking that he is enjoying. What kind of enjoyment is there? I saw one very nicely dressed person. He got drunk in India. And India has open drainage system. He fell into the open drainage. He doesn't know where is he. He is thinking he is enjoying. What kind of enjoyment? This is hellish life. So enjoyment is only unto the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. Unto, by accepting this bhakti yoga, yoga means to connect ourselves with Krishna. Only by bhakti yoga, there is no other process to connect ourselves with Krishna. Lord Sri Krishna explained, Jnana Yoga, Dhyana Yoga, Raya Yoga, Hatha Yoga, Sankhya Yoga. He explained all the yogas in Bhagavad Gita. But what he is saying in the 18th chapter, because so many people are interested in different things, he let them, okay, you want to go and do it. But if you want to tell me, Bhaktya Mava Vijanati Yavan Jaschasmi Tatvata Tato Mam Tatvato Yatvadi Vishade Tadanantaram. I can be known as I am only by bhakti, by devotion. No other way to know me. Why people have problem? Even rich people are suffering. No family life. Why? Because they are not devotees. When one is not devotee, if there is no devotional service, then there will be no emotion. Remember this, I am reminding you. When no devotion, no emotion. When there is no emotion, no bhava, then what will be? There will be only a commotion problem. And if there is a commotion, then there will be no promotion to the spiritual world. Keep in mind. One should remember this notion. So, if people become devotee, they won't be backbiting, there will be no fighting, there will be no dirty politics. We are not devotees. That's why we have problem. So to solve these problems, Srila Prabhupada's gift to the whole world, not to India only. Indians are not only special. Whole world belongs to Krishna. People may be less advanced in the Western world. They may be more engrossed, but still in the sinful activities, eating cow flesh, drinking, boyfriend, girlfriend. It may be more prevalent in the Western world, but still there are also souls. We are all souls. Mamai vamso jeeva loke jeeva bhuta sanatana mana shastani indriyani prakritim sthani krishati. So, Krishna doesn't accept service. If you want to please Krishna, then you have to render him selfless service. What Prabhupada has said, I am reading Prabhupada's quote. Srila Prabhupada continued his sharp critical interest in his movement. This movement belongs to Srila Prabhupada. He continued his sharp critical interest in his movement. When he received a report that devotees working with the BBT in Los Angeles, the report was from there, were receiving salaries, he became disturbed. Keep in mind, I try to keep in mind, all of you keep in mind, if we want to make some advancement, we cannot disturb Srila Prabhupada. We cannot disturb him. If he is disturbed, he won't say anything, but Krishna won't like this. Krishna won't tolerate the disturbance of his pure devotee like Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada became disturbed. He enunciated his policy and asked his secretary to make, what to make. He said, make it known, Krishna consciousness means Vairagya Vidya. What is Vairagya Vidya? Renunciation and knowledge. Krishna consciousness means Vairagya Vidya, renunciation and knowledge. He said, they are taking advantage of the temple facilities for their sense gratification. Do you understand? Prabhupada said that temple living bath for brahmacharis and sannyasis. If a grihastha was rendering essential service, the temple could provide an apartment for him. But why salary? Asks Prabhupada. Where is the question, question of salary? Where is Vairagya? No Vairagya, no renunciation. Where is Vairagya? Where is renunciation? Salary project should be stopped. If they want salary, what Prabhupada is saying? They can work outside. In the name of Vaishnava, he is drawing salary, living comfortably, having sense enjoyment. So all you, my officers, should think it over and do the needful. Prabhupada told how Lord Chaitanya was living in the perfect situation in family life with his wife and mother. And yet he left it all to practice Vairagya. You know, when Lord Gauranga came to Jagannath Puri after taking sannyas, and there Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, by divine arrangement, he happened to meet. Bhattacharya was Mayavadi. He was Gyan Margi. He was Vedanti. He was teaching Vedanta to the sannyasis. Very learned scholar. Then he taught this young person. Lord took sannyas at the age of 24. Oh, he has taken sannyas in a very young age, not very good sampradaya. I will get him initiated in higher Saraswati or something like other sampradayas. They have 10 names in the Mayavad school. And I will teach him Vedanta. For 7 days, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is speaking to the Supreme Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is speaking, and Supreme Lord Gaurahari listening him. After 7 days speaking, he is speaking Vedanta. He said, "Are you understanding something?" Sarvam said, "The Lord had to open up his lotus mouth." He said, "If I say something, you won't like. If I won't say something, that also you won't like. Oh, you have this false ego also?" Sarvabhauma said, "You have false ego? Speak. What do you want to speak?" Supreme Lord said that interpretation you are giving to the Vedanta Sutra, Lord Shiva has kept original interpretation as, you know, hidden. He gave his own, speculation on this. "Oh, you're criticizing Lord Shiva?" He said, "This is the truth. Vedanta Sutra, in a real interpretation, is given by Sridhar Swami. When he spoke, oh my God, this boy defeated me." Then he was very sorry and he was very unhappy. Then Lord showed him beautiful form to him, that who I am. You thinking I am a 24-year sannyasi? I am the Supreme Personality of God. Showed him beautiful form. Then he fell at his lotus feet and became devotee. Then he wrote 100 shlokas in the praise of Lord Gauranga. What he wrote? He said, one shloka by Prabhupada's mercy, I remember. Vairagya vidya nija bhakti yoga shiksha takeka purusha purana Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sharir Dhari Kripam Budarjas Tamham Prapadde. My Lord, Vairagya Vidya, you are teaching science of renunciation. Science of renunciation, then Nija Bhakti Yoga. You are teaching your own devotion. He understood, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nij Bhakti Yoga. शिक्षार्थ एका पुरुषा पुराना. यू आर द ओल्डेस्ट पर्सनैलिटी. पुरुषा पुराना मीन ओल्डेस्ट. श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य शरीरधारी. कृष्ण हैज अज्यूम्ड द फॉर्म ऑफ चैतन्य महाप्रभु. श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य शरीरधारी कृपम वदर्जस्तम हम प्रपद्ये. प्लीज बी मर्सीफुल अनटू मी. आई टेक शेल्टर ऑफ योर लोटस फीट. आफ्टर दिस देयर वाज बिग प्रॉब्लम फॉर सर्वभौम भट्टाचार्य. He was elderly person, quite old. Problem was, now he's chanting and dancing. This was problem, but people would think, your old man is dancing now, you know. India is different in the West. So, he said, you are Krishna yourself. You are the anadi, you have no beginning. You are the beginning of everyone. Purusha Purana. Krishna has assumed the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And so many beautiful shlokas he has written. So, devotees, understand, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, if you won't become devotee in this lifetime, then what will happen? I was hearing, preaching is the essence of this book. Dear Prabhupada is mentioning, if you won't avail this opportunity now, very recently, 500 years back, Lord Chaitanya has appeared on this earth. You, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, do take shelter of Chaitanya, Nityananda, Advaita Acharya, Gadadhar, Shiva, Thakur, through six Goswami, through the parampara. Don't perfect your life. And the Prabhupada is saying, for millions of kalpas, you won't be able to perfect your life. You won't be able to return back home, back to Godhead. All of you know the kalpa. Kalpa is a one day of Brahma. Brahma is one day, is very, very small, you know. Thousand yugas, thousand ages. Satyug, Treta, Dwapur, Kaliyug. Thousand ages in one day, thousand ages in night. This is Brahma's one day. One won't be able to go for millions of kalpa, Prabhupada is writing there. So, please understand this. All of you are good, but become more good. Don't be lethargic. Don't come to the mental plane, you know, my mind is like. See, Prabhupada, how sick he was? And once I will tell you one thing more. I asked this question to Prabhupada. Pull this further. I asked a question to Prabhupada. My question was, I had no doubt that Prabhupada is a Mahabhagavad devotee, a pure devotee. While he was present, no question of any doubt now. So I asked him this question in Bombay. That time I was his personal servant. I said, Prabhupada, why you are sick? I was thinking, a pure devotee should not be sick. Why is he sick? So he can understand mind. He was Trikala Gyani, present, past and future. That is, I have the proof of that also. He very emphatically said, because of you I am sick. Is it true? He taken our karma. Don't you think, I became Prabhupada's disciple, I did anything? No, he did the great favor to me. We didn't do any favor to him. A pure devotee only can take our karma and make us chant Hare Krishna. Otherwise, we have so much load of sins on our head. We can't chant Hare Krishna. Very, I have make you the disciple. That's why I am sick. He said this. So devotees, a pure devotee, they suffer others' karma. They have no karma. One who is a pure devotee like Srila Prabhupada, they are free from all karmic reaction. No karma. Due to karma, go to Narka. Pure devotees go back home, back to Godhead. There is another thing came in my mind just now I want to share with all of you. What is there? When Prabhupada left his body, I was in India. Then I came there. And there was a talk, you think, what is that Prabhupada, what is that word? Motives. Rigor motive. The Prabhupada's body will get the rigor motive. There was discussion among the so-called devotees. Rigor motives. Rigor motives. What is rigor? When Yamaduta take the soul from the body, then body becomes stiff immediately. There is a rigor motive. Rigor motives. This is language of doctors. They were thinking Prabhupada like that. You know, and one devotee stopped Yadubara. I thank to Yadubara not to make Prabhupada's movie this in this condition. But Yadubara did, very thankful to him. You know, when Prabhupada is put into Samadhi, just like sleeping. Am I right or wrong? All of you must see in the final lesson. They were speculating. His body will go. Are he the Mahabhagavad Vaishnava? Sent by Krishna. He suffered for all of us. He gave us this Krishna consciousness. Now we have to follow him as it is. Not speculate, not concoct. Perhaps, maybe, I think like this, I think like that. And one man was saying, I think like this. Prabhupada said, what is your credential? Who are you to think like this? You don't know even how your body is being functioning. You think like this and think like that, perhaps, maybe. You don't know anything. Keep your mouth shut and don't waste your time. Prabhupada was very practical sometimes, you know. So he mentioned one work outside in the name of Vaishnava. He is drawing salary, living comfortably, having sense enjoyment. So all you, my officers, should think it over and do the needful. Prabhupada told how Lord Chaitanya was living in the perfect situation in family life with his wife and mother. And yet he left it all to practice Vairagya. And thus he was praised by Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya. You are the supreme person appearing as Sri Krishna Chaitanya, and you are teaching renunciation and devotional service. Devotees, if I won't become devotee, then nobody else will be loser. I will be the loser. By Prabhupada's mercy, I tell one thing, that is, we should not forget, we are all going to sit in one very big test. That test is from departing from this material world. That time, by Prabhupada's mercy, only Krishna can help us. Nobody has my sweet wife, my sweet husband, my sweet home, my bank balance, my limo, my this, my that. No, nobody is going to help us. We have to understand this by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada has given us so much, but we should follow him as it is without any change. Because our minds are conditioned, we haven't made yet some advancement. And I think like this, we should do like this. No. We should follow Prabhupada as it is. You know, I heard one interpretation by one senior devotee. What is the interpretation? In the Nectar of Devotion, preface Prabhupada is mentioning, referring to Srila Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami divided his wealth, millions of dollars at present, gold coins, 50% to the service of Krishna and Brahmanas and Vaishnavas, 25% kept for emergency, and 25% he gave to his family. So one great devotee, passing these comments, is saying, this was accumulated wealth. So we need not to share our salary. This was accumulated wealth. This is an interpretation. What Krishna is saying in Bhagavad Gita? He is saying, whatever you do, you should do as an offering towards me. Yat karoshi, yad ashnashi, yad johosi didasiyat, yat tapasyasi kaunteya, tat kursham madarpanam. Whatever you do, you should do as an offering towards me. So, a great person is, concocting in his own way. That was accumulated wealth which he gave 50% to Krishna consciousness. We need not to give. We not accumulated wealth. Then why Krishna is saying, whatever you do, you should do as an offering towards me. And Prabhupada has made it very clear in the preface, a householder should give 50% of their salaries to the temple, to the service of Krishna. Purpose of life is not to make a permanent home in a temporary situation. Purpose of life is not to accumulate wealth. Purpose of life is to become pure devotee, accumulate devotion and develop emotions, and then there will be promotion to the spiritual world. Otherwise, we will rot for millions of years. Prabhupada doesn't want us. If I want, then what Prabhupada will do? It's my fate, my bad karma. But Prabhupada wants everybody to go back home, back to Godhead. Patita Pavani Srila Prabhupada ki. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories to his teachings. And all glories to all of you. Any question anybody has, any comments which I said you don't understand? Any question anybody has, please? Any comments? उठ पटांग क्वेश्चन करता है तुम यहाँ से हरि बोल इसको क्वेश्चन है क्या बेकार नो क्वेश्चन थैंक यू वेरी मच प्लीज रिपीट आउट मी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त बृंदा नमः ओम विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी इति नामने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचार ने निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारने थैंक यू हरे कृष्णा हरि बोल